Welcome, I'm Leslie Huddart, and this is the Microcosmic Orbit Practice. The Microcosmic Orbit is a traditional Qigong exercise to build vitality or qi in the body using some of the main energy circuits of the energetic system. So to begin, we will find a comfortable seated position. Just take a moment to maybe taking a deep breath, clearing out any and all things from other parts of the day. You can think the thought from the inside. I'm coming to this time and place, and I do this exercise for my own benefit. This circuit of the body, the microcosmic orbit, the macrocosmic orbit, is more of a reference to the cosmos, of which we are a small part. So in this microcosmic orbit, the orbit of the body, we start with our attention at the point at the perineum. For women, this is that spot of skin between the back of the vaginal opening and the anus, and for men, the middle of the spot behind the base of the testicles and the anus, so right at the sort of bottom of the torso. And you can imagine a ball of white light to hold your attention there. And as we begin, we see that ball of white light at the perineum in our mind, or just imagine that you do. And then as you inhale, notice that that ball of light travels up the tailbone and the spine, all the way up the back of the body, the neck, the back of the head, to the top of the head as we're inhaling. And then exhaling is going to come down the front of the body, over the forehead and the nose, the chin, the chest, down the center, over the belly, over the pubic bone, and back down to that perineum spot. So as we inhale, notice that that ball goes up the back, and it's maybe in the spine, it's in the body, and maybe a little outside the body at the same time. Don't be too concerned, but that general area of the spine going to the top of the head, and exhaling, coming down the front of the body, somewhat in, somewhat around, all at the same time, that center channel of the body, exhaling, going down. Inhaling, coming up the back. And at first you may need to take sips of breath, you know, inhaling and outhaling both as you're going up, but eventually we're working towards one single inhale up the back and one single inhale down the front. In the front, we let the tongue rest gently on the roof of the mouth. This sort of connects the circuit there in the mouth so that as we're coming down the front, that circuit is complete. Exhaling down the front. And noticing importantly that this exercise is both diagnostic and treatment, as we say in clinical practice. Not only does it treat, it increases the capacity of your energetic body, it strengthens the mind-body connection. And you'll notice that there are some places in this circuit that feel a little harder to get to, or the ball seems to want to jump over those places. Just notice where those are, because where the qi and the mind are having difficulty getting means there's a little, that part of the system needs a little work. So it's good to notice where those are for you right now. And if you like, you can, if you find a spot that seems a little difficult or harder to get in touch with, you can take an extra breath and just be with that area. But if it's still struggling, don't linger for too long. Just keep moving on. So you can give it a little bit of extra breath and attention, and then just continue with the circuit. Up the back, down the front. Breathing gently, seeing the ball of light in your mind's eye. If your mind wanders, just bring it back. And begin with whatever number of cycles you have time for, works for you. Three is a good general number to start. Working towards a cycle of 9 is a good small practice in your day. Do a check-in, 9 cycles up the front and down the back. And after you've finished the last cycle that you're going to do in one sitting, just imagine your lower dantian, or the lower energy center of the body, which is about 2 inches below the belly button and 1.5 inches inside. So center of the low belly. You can imagine a crystal ball there. So after you've finished, just sort of imagine that all the extra chi that you've created just draws into that point for storage. You've created this, you've built it up, and now you're storing it in the system. And before you end, you can just, as you inhale, notice that crystal ball really receiving all of that energy. And then on that last exhale, just sort of gently contracting the muscles of the perineum, as if you were going to the bathroom and you had to stop the flow of urine. Those same muscles, just gently clenching in the perineum to sort of solidify that energy in there, and then relax. Taking another deep breath before you go about your day. This is the microcosmic orbit practice.